Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, as someone who's done some coaching, there is nothing more amazing than when a player lives up to their potential. When you see a player with abilities and they live up to their potential, you are just so excited as a coach. And when you see a whole team use their gifts to achieve great things, you get even more excited as a coach for what happens with that team. And this isn't just true for coaches or for pastors. It's also true for teachers, it's true for conductors, for band leaders, whatever it might be. When you got a team and when they use their gifts to their abilities, it's just a really great thing when they can reach their potential. And it isn't also just true for people, it's also true for God. God looks at us and God looks at groups of people and gets really excited when we live up to our potential as well, when we use our gifts to achieve great things. And in the time that we're living in, it's also true that we are facing some great challenges where God wants us to use the gifts we have to do great things. And I think as God looks at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in 2020, God would look at us like a coach and see us having done some great things in the name of God for the world. God has given to us that which we need to do our work, and we really have done some great things in God's name. But as we face the end of 2020 and looking into 2021, we're also in a situation where it can be easy to see the progress we've made and say that's good enough, or to see the challenges that are ahead and to maybe get worried or give up a little bit. And the reality is that the only thing that God doesn't want for us is for us to not try. That God wants us to try, and that is the most important thing from God for us to do, is to try and do the things that God wants us to do. Now, it's really easy in the face of challenges to give up and to go home, or to let the goal of perfection be the enemy of progress, whatever the situation might be. And this isn't a new problem, and it's something that Jesus was addressing with the people in his life as well. And in particular, there was this story that Jesus told that reminds us of just how important it is for us to try to use the gifts that God has given to us, and that's the most important thing to God. And so Jesus had this interaction with a guy named Zacchaeus. Now, Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and we hear tax collector and we think IRS agent, but really it's more like an ancient debt collector for the mob. And that wasn't exactly a good profession to be in, because you were thought of being one of the dirtiest, one of the crookedest, most crooked people that was out there, a collaborator with the Roman Empire. And then Jesus comes along one day and says, Zacchaeus, I want to hang out with you. And he decides that he's going to go and hang out with him. And in the midst of all this, Zacchaeus decides that he's going to give up his ways, and he becomes Zacchaeus 2.0. He is now the reformed tax collector. And he is now an ancient guy who is making things right. And what he says is that he's going to give half of his possessions up so he can give them money to the poor. And that he said that if he had swindled anybody, he was going to pay them back four times what he had taken from them. Now, the amazing thing about this interaction that Jesus has in the story that he tells is he's not just talking to Zacchaeus. He's also talking to Zacchaeus' friends, who, if you're a tax collector, your friends would have been tax collectors and sinners. Not exactly the title that you would want, but that's what people thought of them. And so when Jesus tells this story that reminds us of what God wants for us, he tells this to a group of people who had been thought of as being worthless, who had been thought of as being forgotten by the most important people, and they learn a valuable lesson. And so let's hear that story. A nobleman went to a distant country to get royal power for himself, and then return. He summoned 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 pounds and said to them, Do business with these until I come back. Now, a pound in the story here is the equivalent of 3 months of wages. And these slaves would have been just completely astonished that they had been given this authority. And so they would have known that this was a second chance that they didn't want to mess up. But the citizens of his country hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, "We do not want this man to rule over us." When he returned, having received the royal power, he ordered these slaves to whom he had given the money to summon so that he might find out what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, "Lord, your pound has made 10 more pounds." He said to him, "Well done, good slave, because you have been trustworthy in very small things, take charge of 10 cities." Then the second came, saying, "Lord, your pound has made 5 pounds. And he said to him, "And you rule over 5 cities. Now, if you're this guy, and so far your first servant or slave has made 1 pound turn into 10 pounds and 1 pound turn into 5 pounds, you would be pretty excited." But the story goes on. And then the other came, saying, "Lord, here is your pound. I wrapped it up in a piece of cloth, for I was afraid of you, because you are a harsh man. You take what you did not deposit, and you reap what you did not sow." He said to him, "I will judge you by your own words, you wicked slave. You knew, did you, that I was a harsh man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow? Why then did you not put my money into the bank? And then when I returned, you could have collected it with interest." He said to the bystanders, "Take the pound from him and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, "Lord, he has 10 pounds. I tell you, to all those who have, more will be given. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." I mean, Jesus told an amazing story there. There's something there that is very important for everybody to hear, but it was especially important for those people then to hear it and for us today as well. The reality is that when Jesus told this story, he was talking to a group of people that needed to have a word of hope to be reminded that God was with them and that God had given them something worth using for God's work in the world. And the same thing is true for us in this very moment that we're in. We need to be reminded that God has given to us what we need to do God's work in the world. And we need a story like this to remind us exactly what that means and what that looks like. And so where that leaves us is two places. It reminds us that we are loved by a God who gives us second chances. And also it leaves us in a place to be reminded to whom much is given, much is expected. Just like those people back in that time found themselves, we find ourselves in a similar spot, that God has given to us what we need to do the work we have set before us. And as the group of people that is Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, I think that if God is looking at us, God is pleased with what we've done with the gifts that we have been given. That God knows that we are doing what we can, when we can, to help God's work in the world be done. But we also need to be reminded of what we have yet before us to do in the rest of this year and in the time to come. And God has given to us so much, and God then expects so much of it. But what is God's expectation? Not that we will succeed, but that we will try, that we will find our way forward in all these things. And so to remind us of what God has given to us, God wants us to be able to use our time, our finances, and our skills. And those are the three things that God has given to us, which is kind of the sum total of our lives. And if we use all these things properly, that makes us triple threat Christians. Triple threat, you know, you might have heard about that before. That's that thing in basketball, and I was a basketball coach back in the day, where you stand in the offensive position being ready so that you can pass, dribble, or shoot. Three things. Being able to do those things was an advantage. And the same thing true for us as a triple threat Christian. God wants us to use our time, our skills, and our finances to do God's work in the world. Now, God has given to us time, and we are using our time well. In some ways, we have more time than ever on our hands, as it were, but I can tell you that our church is using the time that God has given to us. I mean, there are a lot of emails going around, and that takes time, a lot of text messages going on. There's a lot of Zoom meetings going on. There are more and more Zoom meetings going on. And you know what all that signifies and all that symbolizes? That's us using our time. And we will continue to use the time that we have to do God's work in the world. But that's not the only thing God has given to us. God has also given to us great skills to use at this time. I'll tell you what, we have faced some tremendous challenges as people and as a church. But every time we have faced a challenge, it seems like there's one, two, or three people that just seem to have the right skills to come to the foreground to help us in that moment. And if we don't have like that perfect matchup of skills, you know what we do have? People who are willing to learn new skills so that they can help us move forward in this time. And these are some great things that God has given to us to use this time. And I know that we will continue to use the skills we have in the season that is to come. But God has also blessed us with great finances as well. And I'm just so excited and pleased to share with you that at this point in October, compared to last year, we're in about the same spot when it comes to our congregational giving and our finances. And you know what that says to me? It says to me that as a group of people, we're doing the best that we can with the finances that we've been given in a very complicated and difficult financial time. And that means that we are doing what God wants us to do, which means we are using our gifts that God has given to us, these gifts of finances. And I know because of who you are that we will continue to do that as best we can now and going forward. Now, there's a lot going on in all of this in our lives right now. And God really does want us to be using all these things. God really does want us to be, as I like to call it this time around, triple threat Christians, where we're using our time, our skills, and our finances to do God's work in the world. And here's what I know about you, and here's what I know about us, is that we will continue to use our skills, our time, and our finances. You know how I know that? Because that's who we've been, and that's who we are right now, and I know that's who God is calling us to be as we go forward, to use what we have to do God's work in the world. Now, with all of these things, can we do more? Yeah. Will we try to do more? Will we try to give more? Absolutely. You know why? Because that's who we are. As a group of people, we try hard and we give more when we can. And I know that that will continue into the future that God has given to us. We are called to live into this future by a God who is like a great coach. God knows our potential. God knows the time that God has given to us. God knows the skills that God has given to us, and God knows the finances we have as well to do God's work in the world, to live into that potential that God has given to us. So let us try, as God calls us to do, let us try to use these gifts for God's work in this world. God is calling us to do so, and that's what God wants us to do. So let us do that. Let us aspire to use our gifts to help the world become the place that God wants it to be. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.